Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Happy male masculine energy day. That's even better. Happy masculine energy day. Because, like, that's all of us, right? I mean, we're all a combination of the feminine and masculine energies. They exist within all of us. But, okay, so any dads in the room? Any fathers? Raise your hand. Yay, look at all these dads. How about grandfathers? We have grandfathers? Look at this. Yay. How about great-grandfathers? My, woohoo! Stepfathers, foster fathers, mothers who are fathers. We have any mothers who are fathers? Yep, there you go. Anybody ever have an idea? Come on, everybody's hand should be up. That's masculine energy. That's masculine energy. That's the seed. Everybody should have their hands up right now. Remember, the feminine energy, we talked about this on Mother's Day, is kind of the energy in relation to. It's circular. It goes deep. It's an inner. And then the masculine energy is linear. It's the doingness. It's the accomplishment-oriented, goal-setting, achieving, mountain-climbing, North Pole, exhibition, bank-robbing energy. Well, it is. That's accomplished. They asked Willie Sutton once, why he robbed banks. He said that that's where the money is. Really brain. And so when you ask people, why do they climb mountains? It's because they're there, right? I mean, it's the same sort of thing. So that masculine energy is the energy of the journey. It is the energy of leaving home, exploring, seeking life's meaning on an individual level, returning with the prize, right? Returning with that pearl of great price, the discovery, whatever, the wisdom, whatever it is, and returning a changed person, right? It's a hero's journey. And we are both the divine masculine and the divine feminine within us. We have both. That is the mystical marriage, is that we contain both of those energies. And so here we are in the month of living from divine wisdom, and that's part of it, right? And it's so great that Father's Day is in this month. Divine wisdom, I love it. Father knows best, right? All of those kinds of, they're all archetypal things. Anyway, so Father's Day, I just wanted to tell you a little bit of the background. There are two stories on how Father's Day came to be. One of them comes from June 19th, 1910. A woman named Sonora Smart Dodd came up with the idea of celebrating Father's Day while she was in church listening to a Mother's Day talk. And this was back in 1909. And so that first celebration was in Spokane, Washington, third Sunday of June. That's one story. The other story comes from the entire opposite end of the country. It was West Virginia, Fairmont, West Virginia, on July 5th, 1908. Grace Golden Clayton suggested to the minister of the local Methodist church that they hold celebration to honor fathers after a deadly mine explosion that killed 361 of them. So that was on the East Coast. Now, Calvin Coolidge in 1924 recommended that Father's Day be a national holiday, but nothing ever came of it. It didn't take at that point. It wasn't until 1966 Lyndon Johnson, through an executive order, designated the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. But it wasn't until 1972 when, in the Nixon administration, Father's Day was absolutely officially recognized as a national holiday. Yay! So the other day I was on Facebook and I decided to ask the group, tell me something your dad says, right? Tell me some dadisms. And so I had a lot of people responding and I just recorded some of them and I just want you to listen to them and see if any of these are familiar to you. How about this one? Close the door, we're not heating the whole neighborhood, Yes, anybody? Okay, don't get too big for your britches. It's a dadism. Oh, here's one. What do you think, I'm made of money? I love that. And then, of course, the other money one is what? Money doesn't grow on trees. There you go. Yeah, we know this stuff. Okay, FTF, first things first, which I love, which goes right along with, there's a place for everything and everything in its place, right? It's a dadism. How about it's your dime when you call them? Long distance, right? Yeah, it's your dime, How about this one? Anything worth doing is worth doing right. There you go, yeah. And they don't make them like they used to. I love that. They don't make them like they used to. Here's one I just love, those damn crooked politicians. Doesn't matter who's in office, right? Doesn't matter. Waste not, want not? Anybody? Okay. And when you're looking at anything new, like a new car or a new washing machine or something, what is it, right? Just more things to go wrong. Yeah, there you go. That's a dadism. Here's one. I'm not sleeping. I'm resting my eyes. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. And, you know, you're not bleeding. It's just a strawberry. Rub it off, you know. Go play. If I have to stop this car, right? Or if I have to turn this car around, that was another one. Kind of more mom in my family. That was more of a momism, but, you know, dads could say it. But here's a typical dadism. Go ask your mother. Go ask your mother. Or the cultural opposite of that, which is don't tell your mother. Oh, my. Okay, here's another familiar one, maybe. You have a champagne taste. There you go, on a beer budget. Absolutely, absolutely. And hay. Hay is for horses. Yep, rub a little dirt on it, you're okay. Anytime you got hurt, just rub a little dirt on it, you're okay. You can't fight City Hall. Anybody? Just follow the golden rule and you'll be okay. There was a lot of those things in the Northeast. I grew up in New York. We had a lot of those logical, hardworking kind of expressions. If you don't do more than you're paid for, you'll never get paid for more than you do. Right? Shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone, some other body part someplace else. I don't know. It was all about working hard. It was all about working hard. Can't, never, could. Right? Can't, never, could. And here, these two are the ones I still hear in my head to this day whenever I'm doing something. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey. Absolutely. Anytime I'm working on something, it still goes through my head, so I know I'm doing the right thing. And then my father's favorite, which is one that I've come to live by, measure twice, cut once. Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, the title of today's talk. Okay, here's what you do. Right? That's a dad thing. Here's what you do. Because dads always knew what to do. Well, mine did. Mine does, continues to. My dad's practical, honest, humble, wise, nonviolent, quiet, kind of thoughtful dad. I always thought of my dad as the Ralph Waldo Emerson of our family. People would be yelling and carrying on, you know, and he would just very quietly just chill everything out, you know. In fact, he gave me a copy of Emerson's essays when I was 8. Yeah, and I still have it. It's a little cute little, anyway. He is the man who traps spiders under a paper cup and walks them outside of the house to let them go. He's that dad. He's also the man who taught me how to shoot a 22 caliber Remington rifle, a 30-30 Winchester, and a tiny little 25 caliber Colt handgun. Little lady's gun, boink, only makes a little hole. Very cute. But always targets and never living things. My father would never hurt a living thing. And so he taught me a lot. He taught me a lot about how to live a good life. Now Ernest Holmes said this, blending the human and the divine, in an article that he wrote for the Science Mind magazine. He said, following periods of communication with spirit, Jesus stepped into the highways of human activity, manifesting a power which ever since has staggered the imagination of the world, has caused us to believe that he possessed a secret that others cannot share. Yet we find him proclaiming that what he did others can do if they believe. And so naturally we ask, believe in what? Believe in the presence and power of God. The presence as love and givingness, the power as law and doingness. And that's really the energy that we're talking about. It's that energy of doingness. We understand that masculine energy. Now remember, we all have it. This is not a man talk. This masculine energy, we understand it as the energy of doingness, that white hot energy of action. And you know, this is that whole, it just cracks me up. This is that whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus kind of, you know, kind of discussion. Because there is the energy of doingness and the energy of beingness. And did you ever sit down with someone and you sort of complain to them, or you're, you know, discussing your day and what went wrong and, you know, and the boss and the office or the traffic or the this or the that. And the person sitting across from you goes, okay, here's what you do. That's the masculine energy. Here's what you do. And then we're all taken back, be like, I didn't ask, you know, I didn't tell you this to solve my problem for me. And then the other person goes, well, then why'd you tell me? You know, it's like, then why did you? That's the masculine energy of doing this. They want to solve the problem. Let's get to the, you know, offer the solution. Why did you bother telling me if you didn't want me to offer a solution? So remember, we both have both of these energies. So we both are capable of having these responses. We know and we understand both of these reactions as ours. And just like we talked about some of the maternal archetypes at Mother's Day, there are masculine archetypes as well. Masculine archetypes are described as primitive mental images inherited from the earliest human ancestors that are really present in the collective unconscious. They're organizing principles. Remember, we always talked about archetypes as they are organizing principles. And so we discuss them in several ways. We can discuss them from an iconic level, from a generic, and from an elemental level. So the iconic archetypes we recognize by name, right? Harry Potter. It was a classic hero's journey, right? Who else? Luke Skywalker. There's kind of the warrior archetype. T'Challa from, did anybody see the movie? Black, right? Okay, yay. Okay, T'Challa, yep. From Wakanda, Black Panther movie. FDR. I mean, these would be considered the iconic, you know, archetypes, male archetypes. Okay, the generic ones are labels like teacher, you know, neighbor, soldier. That would be considered the generic. And then there is the elemental. The elemental archetypes are many, but I'm just going to talk about these four right now. The warrior, the lover, the magician, and the king. Those would be considered the elemental archetypes, masculine archetypes. This is taken from the work of Robert Moore and Doug Gillette, which is really kind of expanded on the Carl Jung work. So they relate to different aspects of us. Our physical, our emotional, our intellectual, and our spiritual natures. And again, this is not for the guys. This is for all of us because they exist within us all. So we have the warrior is the action aspect of us. This is the doingness of our nature. And self-discipline is the key to the warrior. And, you know, the warrior is some aspect of ourselves that we activate when we begin something new after the quiet, fallow period of the dark winter of the inner non-doing, actually, you know, after kind of the typical feminine period of inaction because of self-reflection and that going within part. And then when we come out of that, spring happens, right? And then we're into the doingness of it. That's where the warrior is active. It is the doingness. You have to remember the warrior is also the destroyer of things. But they are things that need to be broken down in order for our new selves to emerge, our greater or higher self. The warrior knows ultimately that the battle is within. The battle is always within. He is the destroyer of the false sense of self so that more of your authentic self can emerge, more of the spiritual self that you are that must lead the way. And so that work is done by the warrior. The next archetype is the lover. We love lovers. We love the lovers. Lovers feel. They embrace life. They're into the gooey part, you know. They're passionate about things, and they live in the moment, and they embrace the ideals, and they inspire others, and they just live from their passion. The lover is associated with artistic creativity and defiant truth-telling. Defiant truth-telling in the face of the warrior or the king. You know, this is the kid that said the emperor had no clothes, you know? That was the lover in us that just gets right in the face of the status quo, says what it's like. Think of the world if it were run by lovers. Could you imagine? How exciting that would be. Oh my God, following our bliss, living in the joy of just being alive, you know, being union with all life and in touch with our deepest vision for ourselves and living from that. It's a nice thing to think of, isn't it? Then you have the magician. The magician knows things. They know things. They are the intellect. They're the ones that, it is that aspect of you that sets you on your calling. You know, the desire to do something in the world, to be the healer, to be the doctor, to be an accountant or a teacher of some sort. It's the magician that does that. He's the keeper of the wisdom and holds the knowledge of the tribe, a lot of times the shaman. You know, they know things. They know things we don't know. And then you have the king. That's the dad, right? King of his castle. You have the king. The king holds the energy. The king holds the energy. He's the vision caster. He inspires and leads. And he holds the aspects of all of the other archetypes. He brings the courage of the warrior, the passion of the lover, the wisdom of the magician, all together in his aspect. And all energy flows from the king. He's the source. And when the archetypal king aspect in you is in balance, the world prospers. Your world prospers. And when it's out of balance, your world suffers. The king holds a healthy relationship to abundance. He is in the flow. And he doesn't act out of a sense of obligation, but actually from that long-term vision that he holds. Might sacrifice certain things in the short run because he knows he's playing the long game. And so he knows what the long game is. And so each of these archetypes are archetypes of all of us. We have all of that in us. And you know, don't you, when you respond to a situation from one or the other, you can tell when you're in one archetype or you're in another. Now, we have to remember also that these archetypes have dark sides. They have shadow natures, right? The warrior, when unchecked, remember we said the key to the warrior was self-discipline. So the warrior, when he's unchecked, can get out of balance, becomes the bully, the sadist, or to the extreme opposite end, the masochist. The dark side of the lover is the extremist. When lovers are out of control, our addictions show up. This is where our obsessions come from. The narcissist's preoccupation to the self to the exclusion of all others is the dark side of the lover. And the shadow side of the magician is the manipulator, controlling events and situations, either consciously or subconsciously. And we all know the dark side of the king is the tyrant or the weakling. Did you know there was so much going on inside of you? It's like you've got a whole community in there, you know? And it's so interesting when you awaken to these things, because these are things that drive us. And when they drive us below our level of awareness, we act out. And when we are conscious of it, we can make healthy choices. You know, we believe that as above, so below, right? As within, so without, that everything begins in consciousness. So it's important that we know what's going on within us. It's important that we are conscious of who's running the show at this particular point in time, right? When you respond out of one of these archetypes, which one? Do you know which one? Are we just reacting or responding? When we begin to understand what's driving us, which one of these archetypes are acting out, we begin to understand why we're always attracting the same person into our lives. Or we're always winding up in the same situation over and over and over again. Winding up with the same job, winding up with the same boss over and over again. So we awaken to these things so that we can address them. Oh my gosh, look at me. I'm acting out in the shadow nature of the warrior. Oh God, you know, trying to push the river or whatever. When we awaken to them, we can change them. Reverend Linda Findley said this, I love it. She said, Until you change your consciousness, it doesn't matter what you do, nothing you do will work or have a lasting effect. She said, once you change your consciousness, it doesn't matter what you do, because anything you do will work. So it's all about going back to our consciousness. It is all about knowing why we're doing what we're doing, being conscious of our drives, being conscious of our motivations, our behaviors, so that if things are not working the way we want them to work, we know where the change goes. It comes from consciousness and it works out. We can be so much more of our authentic selves when we're not being driven unconsciously by a lot of this stuff that lives within us. So how do we do that, right? Now we've gotten to the practical part of this. Okay, so now I know all this stuff. What do I do? Okay, here's what you do. What do we say in religious science, right? We go back to consciousness. We go back to prayer always. Always. Everything begins in consciousness. And here's the way Ernest Holmes said it. To be effective, prayer must be affirmative. But it's not enough merely to affirm the presence of God. We must add to this realization the thought that divine intelligence is acting in and through us now. Prayer is not wishful or wistful wishing, nor is it an escape from objective reality. To be lost merely in our prayers might terminate in an unconscious desire to escape the activities of life. Therefore, we affirm divine intelligence not only knows what to do, it impels us. It impels us to act on its knowing. That's the divine masculine energy. Not only do we know what to do, but that we act on its knowing. Happy Father's Day. Go out and do. Thank you so much.